The shear of Tkiye and Shvorim and Truo, it says in the Mishnah that Shear Tkiye Kesholish Truis. The length of the Tkiye should be like the Truo. Shear Truo Kesholish Yvoves. Truo is like three Yvoves, two. And there is a big machlekes between Rashi and Tesvis, what Psat in the Mishnah. Rashi says, it says in the Mishnah, Shir Truo Kesholish Yvoves. Truo means two. And Shir Tkiye Kesholish Truos means Tkiye is two. And that's it. Tesvis says that Sholish Yvoves means each one of the three truers has to be Sholish Yvoves. Each one of the three has to be two. Together, the shear of truer is two. Nine. Bemele, they all also machlekes, what's the shear of Tkiye? According to Rashi, it's two. According to Tesvis, it's two. Like 10, like 9 kilos. And from them comes out of the machlekes in the shear of Shvorim, as we'll discuss soon. And we are machmir like Tesvis. That's the holidays. The Rashi, you could do a lot also. So you could do this. And Tkiye, we also do a longer one. So the Beyetze to Rashi and Tesvis. But there is still a machlekes between them sometimes that you have to know exactly the details. And if you don't know the machlekes of Rashi and Tesvis, you sometimes by mistake do it in a way that it says in Shulchan Aruch that you redo it, that you have to take care of Mechodesh. And therefore it's very important to understand exactly the machlekes between Rashi and Tesvis. The detail still now is very simple. We do it 9 truas and do a long Tkiye like 9 truas, so there's no problem. So we yate according to Tesvis and according to Rashi. But comes to Shvorim, there is a machlekes. And each one says you have to do it in another way. Machlekes between Rashi and Tesvis, and machlekes between Alter Rebbe and Tzemach Tzedek. What is the problem? Problem is just like this. Let's say the Rashi. Truo is two. Tkiye is like three, two. How much is each one of the Shvorim? Obviously, longer. It's two. It's longer than a Tkiye of a Truo and shorter than a Tkiye. So each other has to be like two Truos. Two. You can't make it according to Rashi like three truas, like two. He'll make shvorim bariches. Two. According to Rashi, you're not Yetze, because you did three tkiyas. We don't have a psak, so we have to do it like both. So therefore, according to Rashi, we have to say each shever like two truas. According to Tesvis, you must do it more than three. Why? Shir trua kit shalosh yivoves. Each trua is shalosh yivoves, two. So a shever has to be longer than Shalosh Yvoves. Altogether, it's 9. truas according to Teisus, and the tkio is like 9. So the shever has to be longer than 3 yilolos, which is 1 truo, and shorter than a tkio, which is 9. So each shever has to be like 4 or 5 or 6 tromutim. So what should we do? We want to be yetzer by everyone. It's good for tkiyah, it's good for truah. But how do we do it by shvorim? So the Alter Rebbe explains all what we discussed. And then how does he end? Lechatchila yisif hei. Lechatchila teim lizor shafilu besedar tashat liyarich. No, that's a thing. Linyan loch zayin. Linyan lochi yesh lachma b'shalterik kisvora acharino. To do this? Dan ish yar betkiya tashrat kishir yud ches. But tashrat, there is, the shvorim is like 9, and the truah is like 9, so the tkiya has to be like yud ches, a long one. U betkiya tashrat tarat kishir tester mutu loch alapoches. ובכל שבר יאריך מעט כדי גימול תורמותים וליאריך הטס תורמותים. How could he say that you should say like 3? If you say 3, it's according to Rashi, it's already at Kiev. So how could he say that we should say 2, 2, 2, each one should be like 3? So let's explain first the Shita of the Alter Rebbe. Shita of the Rebbe is like this. Einoch name. You cannot make a shever like the tkiya, and the tkiya according to Rashi is only 3. Which tkiya is like 3? The tkiya of tarat. The tkiya of the tashrat is like 6. Because the tkiya has to be like the shvorim and the truah, which is more than 6, and like 9 maybe. Because according to Rashi, each shever is like 2, and each truah is like 1. Altogether it's 9. The tkiya is 9. The tashat, the tkiya of shvorim, is longer than the tkiya of truo. If we say that each shever should be like 2, so then 3 shvorim is like 6. So then the tkiya of tashat is 6. So if you made the shever, each shever, like 3, it's not possible. You didn't do like tkiya. You did like tkiya of the tarat. But now we're in the tashat. So the tkiya is now 6. And you didn't do it longer as 6. So therefore the Alter Rebbe says that since we cannot do it the proper way, because according to Rashi it has to be less than 3. And according to Teisus it has to be more than 3. But if you do by the shvorim more than 3, you didn't do like a tkiya. Because the tkiya of tashat is like 6. And you did it less than 6 or more. That's the shita of Alter Rebbe. And that's how we usually do. When we say fest, the two, 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 and we say the shever, normal, we say two, 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 two. So each one is about 3 or more. So it helps according to Rashi b'dieved, and according to this, it's l'chatchil. That's the shita of the Alter Rebbe.
So he doesn't say do tkiyas different lengths for different ones.
He says, we said it before.
Yeah,
the tkiya of tashrat has to be like 18.
Yeah.
The tkiya of tarat has to be like 9. The tkiya of tashat has to be more than 9.
Yeah, but it doesn't have any of the limits to land.
It doesn't have limits, it has to be in between. So at least when you do the shever less than 9, more than 3, according to Rashi it's b'dieved kosher, according to Tesis.
Because the key is much longer.
Right. That's a shita altar. Because the key of the tashat is up till 9.
Yes, all three shvar together should be on test tumim.
Yes, but so it could be more. No, even one is still less than 9. It's kosher with the
evet. Even what?
Even one of the shvarim.
Yeah.
Is close to 9, like 8. It's with the evet kosher.
You make a long tkiya.
Because the tkiya you do it 9, so it's kosher. That's the sheet of the altar.
So you have to be careful not to make short tkiyas, basically.
That's what the altar says. Tzimur Tzedek says, who cares? Who says that according to, let's see first what it says in Pnim. Says that Tzimur Tzedek, Nire de Afle Rivo Virivom, which is the sheet of Teisves, the true way test Turmitin, and Mucher de Gimel Shvorim, Aruchim, Mekir test Turmitin. Maybe according to Teisves, Ein Tzorich Laharich Beshvorim, Rak Shiyesh, Yeh Orich Mitrumit Echod, Ein Tzorich Laharich Gimel Turmitin. It says that each truo is 3 turmutim. And the shever is longer. Who says it has to be longer than all 3, which is a whole truo? Maybe it has to be longer than 1 3 and then 1 yalola. So I don't agree to the fact.
Even
according to this, Al-Trebbe says not so. Al-Trebbe says, could be. So therefore, since the Tzimur Tzedek says even less is good, the Alter Rebbe says even more is good, we never see, we should medayek, because it comes out about 3, but it's different. Some people say the truah very fast, and some days 2 2 2 2 2. So according to him the shever could be a little less, according to him it could be a little more, but it's b'dieved, according to both it's kosher. So we don't make a big issue of it.
I was going to ask about that, because you see people have a very, very quick through, and some people have a slower through. Is that...
So it comes out, according to Alter Rebbe, that it says that it should do more than 3. So there is no problem.
I remember correctly, that had a little bit of a slower through, right?
You could, yes.
So the very fast through is not a problem.
Why should it be a problem? So that's one complication, but we could manage. There is a second complication that we have to know exactly the din, because otherwise could be we'll have to do it again. Or what is it? We mentioned already before in the previous one that why don't we say only Tashat? Because if the day is Tarat, so the Shever is a Hefsek. You're not allowed to make a hefsek between Kiyo and the Truah. So it comes out here, when you do Tashtarat, and it doesn't come out good. You say to, and it stops. And then you start again, you make an Ashimi, you start again, to, comes out good. So you get a hefsek. How could be easier? We don't start again.
Why don't you start to start again?
When you say, let's say, you say, to, so these two first ones, which wasn't good, is a hefsek between your tkiyah and between your truah, which is the good one. So the hefsek is a hefsek. So you should have to start again from tkiyah. So we say we don't have to. Because it's only a try. It's not a hefsek. Hefsek when it's something else. This is only a try. Only a try. A try if you try the same thing. Let's say in Tarat, you forgot you started to at Nishvorim, that's for sure a hefsek. You have to start again from the tkiyah. But Here you did it in Tarat. So the Tarat didn't, the Truah didn't sound good to itself again. That's when it didn't come out good. Some people are saying I'm making it 42 truas. Do a lot. And they want to do it like that. And there's no problem. But they said they want to start again because they want to say 40 foot for two. They'll start again. And they're not gates and they have to start kiss again. They have to make kiss because there was mates. The first one is a hefsek to the second. And the second one is a hefsek between the first one and the next second kiss. Because the first one is a good one. And the second one is a good one. If you want to be mastered to 42, you have to start with Tkiah. If you don't start with Tkiah...
Why
are they
doing 42?
It says that some... Rav Marash something. They do a lot. You see, you hear a lot of them. They're doing a lot of truths.
But you can't stop and start. And then you can do it with the
brother. If you stopped and you didn't do a neshima, it's b'diavad. But if you did a neshima and you continue, for sure you have to start from all over again.
From all over to the Tkiah.
Yeah.
Not from
no.
The beginning of the
set.
From the Tkiah. Not the beginning of the set
of night. No, no, see the story. Here comes the problem. You started the truo and it didn't come out good. It just said tu-tu-tu. It just said tu-tu-tu and it stopped. So you have to continue because you didn't do the test. We're doing at least nine.
Three is enough.
According to Rashi.
Then you have a problem with all the keys.
With Rashi. So according to Rashi, you have to start from Tkiah. You have no choice here. If you said 2-2-2 and it stopped, it didn't go further, and you make the neshima, you're not allowed to start now. If you did only two, you could start the truo.
Then you didn't do it.
Because then you didn't do it. It was just a try. If you did three, you did it already. So then you have to start do it from the four.
And the same thing with Shvarim Truah also. You start to know the truth. Shvarim Truah also the same thing.
But Shvarim Truah, there's no difference between Rashi and Tesfas. So if you did it already...
How many truths do you need to do for...
According to Rashi, three. According to Tesfas, nine.
Yes, if you did three already, the two, and you got to start. You're starting
with
Tkiah
for
Rashi.
Right?
Yes. But Tesis.
No. Tesis, you don't have to.
No, but we're saying that if you want
to be
the
Tzid Rashi,
then you got to start here.
Right. Let's see it inside. Sif Yudzai. Im la'achar shegomar es atruo. Da'ayn shloicha trumitin. Lefis for a horishenu shebi'anu, according to Rashi. He sick ben shim and hozer ve rie because he wanted to have tes. A fil le gomer es a tuo. So rich lazer ve dit kee gam tkie re shene shel ba vezu. Ve geim mi sham ve yedach la seder. Ki ve shi yfsik be shvorim yeserim e be tuo yesero bein a shvorim be bein a tuo le pshuta zahre. He says bein in tashat. The same thing could be batashat. You said two, and you stopped. You have to start the first from the Tkiah and Shvorim again, Tkiah again, Shvorim again, and the Truah again. Otherwise, if you didn't do it like that, you have to do it again. You're not Yetz. So therefore, this Machlekes of Russian taste, usually people don't know that. Because we do like tests and we don't care about Rashi. But it's negate to Wissen. Because if you did three Shvorim, so if it's in Tarat, you have to start from the Tkiah and Truah again. If it's in the Truah of the Tashrat, you have to start Tkiah again, Shvorim again, and Truah again.
So what's the Lashon Kiddush Yitzchak? The Shvorim is saying, I'm Truah, you say, no? It's
Shvorim
Okay, I guess.
Oi!
Depending if it's a Tarat, okay. Tarat will be three, is it? Tashat, Shvorim, okay.
Yes.
Sounds like it's going to be more than 130. And
now you're
done.
That is a lot. A lot. And he knew what to do, and he continued. Not everyone that doesn't know the halachas wouldn't be able to follow by the Rebbe. Sometimes he started the Truah again, and sometimes he started the Tkiah again.
He sounds like a double going back to the Tkiah sometimes?
Sure, sometimes.
And you can see what the Rashi and Tesis was?
I even then didn't know the cheetahs of Rashi and Tesis and this halacha, that according to Rashi you're not Yetzer. But I heard that the Rebbe tries and tries and tries, and sometimes he tries again the Truah, and sometimes he starts again from Tkiah.
Just so say, when the Rebbe does it, just say it's Kabbalah, does it?
Yes. Yes.
But you can explain now why he did like this and something like this?
Probably because it was, he did Truah three times and he stopped. So he had to start again.